Saudi Arabia has extended the shelf life for chilled U.S. beef, but market access improvements are still needed before this market will get back to its full potential. Travis Arp, U.S. Meat Export Federation's Senior Director of Export Services, has more in this USMEF report.
Saudi Arabia had originally had limits on chilled beef shelf life of 70 days. That really limited U.S. exporters' ability to ocean freight chilled beef to Saudi Arabia, because by the time it made the journey from the U.S. East Coast to the port of entry in Saudi, there would really be a limited number of days available to market that beef. So chilled beef was being air freighted into Saudi Arabia at substantially higher prices. Saudi Arabia expanded their chilled beef shelf life standard to 120 days. So now it makes ocean freighting chilled U.S. beef much more commercially viable. Saudi Arabia was a steadily growing and very lucrative market for U.S. beef, but Saudi shut the market after the BSE case in 2012, the only country to do so, and we really weren't able to get back into the market until 2016 under some very strict halal requirements on what cattle could be fed in the United States, including restrictions on where feedlots could source tallow. That created another layer of verification on those cattle at the feedlot level that added extra time and cost. Because of that, we have not been able to regain the same level of beef exports as what we saw prior to 2012. Last year, Saudi opened up to access for cattle of over 30 months of age, which was another marginal improvement. But we're going to continue to work with USDA and the U.S. Trade Representative to expand access for U.S. beef exports.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.